the art into landscape, when I think that was a very that was a key moment, because I then began to find out about people like the Mexican muralists, about people like Walter Kershaw, what was going on in London. And I thought, well, yes, we can have it out on the streets as well. It doesn't just have to be in buildings, it can be on buildings, and it can become part of people's everyday lives.
This first one you did, was that outside or inside?
That was inside. Mm. But again, it's semi-public space. I mean, mm. albeit people who just went to church. But then there was another one within the same grant. I was asked to do a work for a school, a primary school. So there were two there. And then this was the Art into Landscape one, was the one that got me out onto the streets. And it was in 1978 again. I think the visual arts officer at Yorkshire Arts, it was a chap called Simon Roodhouse, and he heard what had happened. He read about it in the press. And he invited me to, he said, well, look, why don't you start a mural group? If you start a mural group, you're very likely to get funding. So I'm afraid that it was for practical and mercenary reasons, but it wasn't because we were all working on the same image or we all had the same political ideas or thematic ideas. It was really, I'm afraid, for the rather humdrum reason that we wanted to work as a group for administrative and grant aiding reasons. It was just to survive.